Okay, so welcome everybody to a weekend retreat. So how many beginners do we have here tonight? Oh, got a few. Anyways, it's nice to see that there's people who are interested in meditation, and we are fortunate enough to have something like the BSWA and the Retreat Center to be able to host a weekend like this. And yeah, basically you all come here, don't know if you're religious or not, but maybe just here to just learn a little bit about meditation. And I think for myself, through experience, meditation is all about just doing it. Yeah. So we can just sit down and shut up and do nothing. That's how you meditate. And the opportunity is here for you this weekend. And we do offer like places like monasteries where people can go and visit. And there isn't much to ask of the people who go there. And there's the opportunity for them, you know, hours in the day to be able to just find a quiet place in the forest or in your room. And just being able to just sit quietly. You don't really need too many instructions. You just need to be able to give yourself some time and give it a go and just see what happens. I think like for beginners, it's kind of difficult to experience some peace of mind because we carry whatever we carry from work, from our lives, into the meditation practice. And in a sense, there's like a continuation going on. So that's why we may find it a little bit difficult to make the mind quiet. But nevertheless, it's not about making the mind quiet, I think, for beginners. It's more about giving it a go and just realizing that you're going to have some setbacks, but just continue doing it. And just understanding that there's many different methods that each and every one of us can find to be comfortable with. And I think one of the main meditation objects that gets taught is the breath meditation. Like everybody knows that, yeah? You just sit down and you just watch your breath go in and out, in and out. It sounds like the easiest thing in the world to do, but it's actually quite difficult. And sometimes as practitioners, that's the only method that we know. So when we sit down, we're just trying to focus the mind on the breath, but it doesn't work because the mind is just too busy. It's just too busy, basically. You may watch the breath for, you know, one or two times, 1 or 2 minutes, and the mind will start to wander and think about things. And then you start thinking to yourself, oh, this doesn't work. So then you end up getting frustrated and you start disliking the meditation. So instead of just trying to stick to one method, just try different other methods as well. And I think one of the methods which is quite easy for a lot of people is this like present moment awareness. I think for myself, just growing up as a young monk, you know, you get taught different methods. And one of the methods that I tried earlier was to watch the breath, but I found it quite difficult to do so. And because you're not getting that satisfaction of being able to do something, you tend to sort of not feel good about it. So instead, I turned to this method of just being in the present moment. It's just like being now. And you can use whatever is going on in this moment to place your mind on. And usually the case when you're doing present moment awareness, you know, when you're sitting down and you're allowing your body to settle, you know, your eyes are closed You may feel a few sensations in your body, like, you know, you might have something going on in your legs, or your shoulders are a little bit tight. So, or, you know, the sounds in the room. And, you know, these little things you can put your mind on. And that just allows the mind to find the present moment, in a sense. And I think you just keep doing that. And that's what meditation is all about as well, is a repetitive exercise. So one of the similes that Ajahn Khemah likes to use is he relates it to like exercise. So like for people out in the world, or you want to get fit, you want to have men, you want big muscles. So you go to the gym and you start training. And it's just a repetitive thing. You go in there day in, day out, and you train on the weights, and you do it every day. And then before you know it, you have a fit body. You're strong, you know. And you need to eat a lot of protein juice. And so in the same way, when it comes to the mind, it's like if we want to strengthen the mind, we have to do this repetitive task of being in the present moment, of finding a way to sort of like get away from your thoughts. And I think after a while, you know, as meditators, we're kind of looking for silence in the mind. And after a while, you actually know what silence is, because you know the experience of silence. Instead of just reading about it in books or listening to it from other people, you can sit down as meditators and experience the silence of the mind. And you don't need to be a great meditator to do that. You can just be anybody who's putting time into the practice. So that's one of the things that, as you know, as we go on this weekend, I'm just trying to look for the silence in the moments that we are awake. You have opportunities to do that. This is a silent retreat. You don't have to talk to people. And I sort of had this like experience in the monastery. It's sort of like you meditate and your mind is calm, and then you start talking to somebody and it kind of becomes like a disturbance of the quiet mind. And that's sort of like an indication that I think as a person meditating, one starts to value the quietness and silence in the mind. And that's all we're doing. That's all we, like, for this weekend, let's try to do that. You don't need to be looking for silence only in the meditation practice. You can look for silence in whatever you're doing over this weekend. Like, if you're walking back to your room, you just walk quietly. And trying to get into that place of calm, you know, just walking peacefully through this place and just feeling the peace and feeling the silence, and and after a while you start to understand that that's a great place to be. It's a place where you away from, you know, the problems of your life. A lot of the problems that we have is because we're thinking about something. You know, the thinking mind causes a lot of problems. The less you think, the less problems you have. Yeah. So in a sense, you know, we try to make this meditation retreat as simple as possible. There isn't much asked of you. There's, you know, you can get up whenever you want. There's really no timetable. You know, if you look at that, I'm not a timetable person, but for, you know, a structure reason, we have a timetable there. But you don't need to follow it. And the idea is like, yes, the mind, you're working with the mind, but you're also working with your body in a sense where it's quite important to get enough rest when you're living, when you're spending the weekend here. And it's always encouraged to get enough rest, like get enough sleep in a sense. Because I remember as a young monk and just experimenting with the meditation and the energies of the body. And one of the things is like, how much rest do you need to be able to aid the meditation practice? Sometimes if we don't get enough rest, when we're meditating, the mind is very dull. You know, you're sitting there, you're in a fog, and the mind is just sleepy. And sometimes you think to yourself, you know, as meditators, how do I overcome this? You know, as meditators, we think like that. How do I overcome my anger? How do I overcome my restlessness? How do I overcome this and that? And one of the things that you may come across on this meditation practice is like the sleepiness of the mind. And when I was a younger monk, I would experiment, and sometimes I would go after the meal. I wouldn't have a nap. Yeah, monks live a pretty good life. We get to have afternoon naps. and then I wouldn't nap, and I would like, okay, it's time for me to meditate. And then I would meditate with a full stomach, and the tiredness would be there, and you're sitting down for half an hour, 45 minutes, and the mind is struggling. It's not getting anywhere. And then I tried something else. I tried to have a nap just after the meal, let the food digest in your body. You don't eat and then run off to the bedroom and then go to sleep. So then you learn how to nap, but you just got to find the right amount for yourself. Sometimes you talk to other monks and they say, oh, you know, sometimes I go for a nap and I nap for 1 or 2 hours. And I wake up and I feel sleepy for the whole afternoon. I can't meditate. But then sometimes you find like the right medium. So instead for going for the 2 hours, you might just have like a half an hour nap. Just to rest the mind. Just to, you know, black out for half an hour. And when you get up, because you haven't slept too much, your sleep wasn't that deep, then the mind wakes up fairly quickly. And then you try to meditate then. And when you meditate, when the mind is rested, you can sense that it's a lot easier. Yeah. So sometimes when you think about this meditation, is thinking about it in a way where you try to take out the struggles to achieve what you want. Sometimes when people come into this practice, they think that they have to struggle to be able to get some peace, or to be able to watch the breath, or whatever they're after when they're doing this meditation practice. They struggle and they fight through whatever that's happening within their own minds, trying to achieve something. But in doing that, they don't really achieve anything, but instead they become more uptight and tense. So that's something interesting to look at yourself when you're practicing. Is like, are you pushing too hard? Are you being too hard on yourself? Are you setting yourself times? Like, I have to sit X amount of hours a day. And are you struggling through it? Because if you're struggling through it, that's not going to lead to peaceful states of mind. And that's the one thing that I learned as a young monk from Ajahn Brahm, is that when you're practicing this meditation, you're not practicing to struggle through it, but you're practicing to like making it pleasant, making it nice, basically. It's not enjoyable like, you know, good music, or enjoyable like buying something new. But it's like a niceness of just a peacefulness and a calm. Just being able to sit quietly and just being able to give yourself a break from your own mind for 5-10 minutes. And just allowing the benefits of the meditation to arise by themselves. Because as meditators, we're always looking for the benefits, you know? It's like, if I meditate, I'll overcome my depression. Or if I meditate, then I'll become a happier person. Or if I meditate, then my mind's going to be bright and I'll be able to understand the Dhamma for what it is. And we're not meditating to get things. We're just meditating to be calm, to be peaceful, and just allowing these benefits to just happen naturally, you know. It's like, it's like I want to be happy. That's not the way to look at it. But instead, when you're meditating and you're peaceful, happiness comes by itself. And then when you look at it on a more deeper level, when we're talking about, you know, the understanding of the Buddha's teachings and the Dhamma and stuff like that, it's not attaining something. It's not attaining the understanding, but the understanding just arising by itself. So that's one of the beautiful things, I think, about this meditation. In a sense, you could say it's sort of like self-healing, because you don't really have to do anything. You know, you don't need to make your mind happy. You don't need to make your mind stress-free. You don't need to make your mind without any restlessness. It just happens naturally. By being able to meditate without struggle. So you have to learn how to just try different things when you're meditating. Whether it's the breath, you know, whether that's working for you. You know, like watching it go in and go out. What's your relationship with the breath? Are you struggling with it? Or just being in the present moment. You know, using your senses to try to anchor the mind so you can understand what silence is. Or just the other thing is just accepting. If you learn how to accept what's happening in your mind, then you don't struggle with what is going on. And you can sit there and be peaceful with whatever's happening. And that's the thing about, I think that's one of the things about the meditation practice, is if you're making peace, you get peace back. And this is the idea of like karma, like your intention. You know, what you give is what you get back, kind of thing. So if you give peace to whatever's happening in the mind, Yeah, the minds, I don't know. I don't know what. Humans are complicated. You don't know what they're thinking and what's going on and blah, 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 blah. But we can sort of uncomplicate those kinds of things. It's just learning to accept the moment and just allowing the meditation to grow. Just imagine, like, we're not experts. We're like a little seed. Put your egos aside. Be humble. We're just little seeds of meditation. You know, we're not a big tree yet. And we have to understand that it just takes time. Just one moment at a time. One retreat at a time. Being consistent. Putting time into the practice. And continuing it. Yeah, it's one of these things that, yes, a weekend retreat does help. It does give you a taste of the potential of the mind when it becomes peaceful. But in order for you to sort of like, just like be content, having a more consistent kind of peace and quietness in the mind is something that we try to learn to do every day. Just set aside time. And just sit down and be quiet, close your eyes, and just allow yourself to just do nothing. It's like, how busy are we as human beings? We just keep on doing and doing and doing. We wake up in the morning, we're doing this and we're doing that, and it's 10 o'clock at night and we're still doing stuff. And we don't really give ourselves that time to just break away from things. And this is what the meditation offers as a, just as a help, in a sense, to your daily life. You know, you don't need to meditate to become a monk or to become a nun or to become a Buddha. You don't need to meditate to become enlightened. You can just add meditation in your life to be able to just give yourself that break from the activity that goes on. And just being able to value those moments of silence when you're sitting down, and how you can just feel and understand that it's a nice place to be, and it's a place that one can spend more time in. So that's all we're, you know, that's how it is. Yeah. We're just meditating just for the sake of giving ourselves just a little bit of more peace in our lives, a little bit more quietness, and just allowing the benefits of a still mind to arise by itself. How many of you are Buddhists here? Yeah, yeah. Non-Buddhists, hands up. Yeah, yeah, quite a few, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's a new journey for you non-Buddhists. And it's just like, you know, it's not meditation only, it's also like what you do in your life as well, yeah. It's like you can't be a drug dealer and a meditator kind of thing. It doesn't work. But you can be a chemist or, you know, a doctor and be a meditator. So this is like, it's like, it's a host, was it a holistic kind of practice. Yeah. It's not only meditation, it's what you do outside of meditation as well. Yeah. Like aiming to live a smooth life kind of thing. Yeah. And there's many different ways that the Buddha and the monks teach how to sort of get to that place where there isn't too much drama in your life. And because you're living a life with kind of drama-free, then that will help with the meditation practice. But I've been in your shoes before. I've come to weekend retreats, and I understand what you guys go through as beginners or just people just trying to meditate. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. Like for me, it wasn't easy, so I'm assuming for some of you it's not going to be easy, but that's just normal. Just understand that's just normal. But you have plenty of time to be able to allow, you know, the silences and the peace to arise in the mind, and just, you know, as people on this weekend, just try to look out for it, that silence, that peace. Try to understand it. Try to learn it and know it. And yeah, and just the understanding of peace and quietness and all those kinds of things that you learn from meditation, they have a different meaning the more you do it, like over the years. It's like if you were to speak to me 10 years ago and ask me about what peace and quietness is like, I'll probably give you a different answer. And if you ask me about it now, I'll give you a different answer. So in a sense, you know, it grows and it sort of helps you helps you at your life in a particular stage. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's enough, right? Yeah, I'm gonna fall asleep. I get too boring. Okay, so what we can do now is I'll just guide you for half an hour. Yeah. So you can meditate. Okay. So we just get into a comfortable position. And we're not doing anything. We're just sitting down. We're not even gonna try to meditate. We're just sitting down with our eyes closed. And all we're doing is we're just getting used to the meditation posture, getting used to our eyes being closed, just allowing things to settle down. We're just being aware of whatever's happening now. And we're just allowing our minds to be. If our mind wants to be tired, just let it be. If our minds are restless, just let it be. This is how you meditate. All you're doing is accepting and not judging whatever's happening now. Not coming to any conclusions. People often come to the conclusion very fast. I can't meditate. Try to scrap that idea this weekend and learn how to accept the good and the bad in the meditation. All you're doing is just watching whatever's happening now. And through the watching of whatever's happening now, you're actually learning about meditation. Just try to be aware of the silence in the room. Try to be aware of the present moment. And just allow the mind to be. Be kind to your mind. Be accepting. Be okay with whatever's happening. And just try to notice the silence. Thank you. Okay, we can finish now.